Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to encourage everyone. The Lord is so good. He's so, so, so good. Unless you don't trust him, unless you don't have him, unless you don't know him, we say we trust in God, but we don't give our hearts and everything. We don't pour out everything onto him. And when we have that intimacy with him, we know that, yes, he's there. No matter what, he's there. I am a testimony, anyway, I can testify, because the Lord has been so, so good to me, and having that relationship with him, not just calling yourself as a Christian, but being a believer, having that intimacy with Christ, accepting him as your personal savior, as your everything, and when you go through trials, you know that, yes, you can feel his presence. You can feel that, yes, he's there. It's not just saying it, but you can feel him. And he's always there with this still voice. He whispers. And if you don't pay attention, you will not hear. You will get that distraction. You'll be distracted that you will not feel that, is the Lord there? But he's there. He always promised us, and he has promised us that he will always be there for us no matter what we are going through. He will always be there because his promise never failed. He will never fail you, my brother, my sister. Just keep trusting in him. He's there. He's there. You don't see him, but he's there. If you feel him, if you accept him, you will always feel his presence. Upon every trial you are going through, you will always feel his presence. And you will feel that, you feel that lighten. You feel so light. Even though the burden is there, the big thing is there, but you feel so light knowing that you have the Lord that you trust. You have someone, you have the rock, you have your shield. Someone protecting you from everything. So please, let's keep on trusting in the Lord. I've had cold throughout the week since Monday, but I couldn't even move. I couldn't do anything. I'm like, every minute, everything that the Lord has, even the breath, everything that the Lord has given to us means a lot. We shouldn't be looking for so many big things, but even the breath, even to be able to move, to be able to talk, to be able to like do things by yourself means a lot. It's not by our strength, it's God who has given that strength to do that. I was so weak and I'm like, what do I do? I cannot even prepare food. And I just, at that time, at that moment, I was just reflecting on the Lord. I said, so this is how life is about. And within a minute, something can happen to you that you don't even know what to do. And you will not even think about the big things that you have, even the house or the car or whatever you have, the money that you have. But all that you've been thinking about is how to get well, how to eat your health. So if God has given you the chance to move, to walk, to talk, to touch things, to enjoy the people around you, just be grateful because it means a lot. You don't need to look for anything else. That's all that he wants us to have so that we'll be there to support each other. And I always say that as believers and as children of God, we should always lift each other up. Someone will be high to be able to lift the other. We are all in the journey, the same journey. And this journey, we cannot do it by our own. We need each other's strength so that we'll be able to follow the Lord. So please, as I was going through that, I was like, what do I do? What do I do? So I kept on saying, let me reflect on the Lord. I was praying. I took that opportunity to read the Bible. And I was like, yes. And this is how the Lord wants us to do. When the time that we think that, this is too hard for me, I cannot do anything, just go to him. Just pray. Just read the Bible. And I always say the Bible guides us. If you don't read the Bible, it's very hard for you to believe the word of God. It's very hard to believe that when things are happening to you, you think that it's too much for you. But when you read the Bible and understand the Bible, because he says that, I will never leave you alone. Not forsake you. I will be on your by your side until the end. So if you have the great one on your side, by your side, what do you lack? You walk like a princess. You walk like a prince. I walk like a princess because I know I'm a princess in the sight of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Everything is all about you. It's nothing else but you, the Lord, that we give you all the grace and all the honor. We will forever adore you because we cannot own our lives. No, you own us. You know us when we were in the womb, in our mother's womb. Father, you know us. You know what we can do, what we are capable of. Every trial that is coming on our way, if you, Lord, you did not permit it, it will never happen. And when it happens, it goes in the good for our sake. It turns good for us. So, Father, we thank you for everything. We thank you for your love, your mercy. Thank you, Father. We wouldn't have been there without you. We praise your name. And we forever worship you and praise you because you deserve all the thanks. No one else but except you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, church. I'm the first time I stand here. Yeah, after long years, 3 years, I'm standing the first time here. Because of today started the worship, it was touching my heart like, I love your voice. How many of you like the God's voice? I have to read that sentence. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkness night, you are close like no other. I have known you as a father. I have known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. It's amazing, yeah? I love your voice. The God voice is amazing. How many of you hear the God's voice? Anybody? All of us, yeah? All of us here. He, the writer, says, I have led me through the fire. I was gone through the fire. I know everyone in this church is gone through the fire. But you are not alone. He is your father. He is your friend. He is your mother. What a caring God you are serving, right? Amen. Amen. Isaiah 43, 1 verse and 1, 2 says that. Can you take the Bible? Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2 words. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob. He who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Amen. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. What an amazing God. Pastor, can you sing a song again, that the goodness of God? It is an amazing song. Can you stand, all of the stand in the presence of God? God is here, you know. God is amazing. God leads you. You are not alone. He is a Father. He is everything for you. Look at the God. Everyone close your eyes and look at God. Sing together, Pastor. Jesus. You never fails me. Where? mercy of the goodness of God. Oh, your mercy never fails me. No might. You've held in your hand. Moment and awake. I love my heart. I will say of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All of my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will say of the goodness of God. You led me through the fire, darkness shine. You're clothed like no other. Know you are the Father. Know you are the friend. Hallelujah. In the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing in the goodness of God. All my life you been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will say of the goodness of God. Running out to me, your goodness is running out. Life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will say of the goodness of God. I will say of the goodness.
A helpful analogy that God is bigger than the sky, but we tend to think of Him like our little ceiling. We know that from Genesis 3, we sold our legal rights to a ransomware kind of guy called the devil. And God decided that now that we've chained ourselves by selling our legal rights spiritually to the devil, that God had to pay the ransom. So God sent heaven's finest. The trouble is we struggle to process that legal truth. And we're seated there creating little ceilings and failing to see what Christ has accomplished. Because if we understand what Christ has done, we would read Psalm 23 and it would make sense, right? We would say, because of who God is, I am content. So Psalm 23 says, the Lord, the God who made the heavens and this garden planet, that God is my shepherd. So I shall not want. I am more content than Prince George was at the FA Cup final. Completely not afraid. Completely at home. Because the Lord the one who has paid a ransom for our folly is our shepherd. We should be the jolliest sheep on the meadows. So we shall not be anxious, but we shall be thankful. Now, looking at the way God has treated his covenant people of Israel and the things he has recorded for us, he likes to put us in situations where it feels like the valley of the shadow of death. If you can look at Israel's exodus out of Egypt, God places them in front of the Red Sea. And God knows exactly what he's doing. And God provokes Pharaoh to come out after them. So when you go through the valley where you can't see how this puzzle is going to be solved, and you feel the ceiling is hemming, is almost collapsing on you, you need to realize this pattern from the scriptures. And people who trust God and who know God, they don't mind waiting till the 11th hour, because they know that God is going to drown the greedy and is going to rescue the humble. And David then says that goodness and mercy, now we do need mercy because we are really, really naughty, you know. God tells a married guy like me, don't stand in the middle of the road, because you can stand in your house, but don't stand in the middle of the road or on the railway tracks. And what do? I wander into the middle of the road with my eyes closed, you know. And so God has to continually be merciful, because we are so prone to wandering. David says goodness and mercy will follow me. Not because I created myself, not because I know how my heart works. I don't know how my heart beats. I don't know what provides the electrical impulses that run my heart. Not because I know how my spirit stays in this body until the day when it leaves. Not because I've figured out a lot, but the Lord's goodness and mercy follows those who trust in Him. Not those who are wasting their own time fooling around. Because God cannot be fooled. Those that trust in the Lord, goodness and mercy follow them every day of their lives. And whenever we can, let's join the birds and the rest of nature in glorifying God morning by morning, because we shall dwell in the presence of God. We shall see God face to face forever.